This is the Drama Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to Session 6. The persecutor is typically regarded as the bad role, as opposed to the others that we perceive as good, even though they are about doing what might be good things, but for the wrong reasons. Someone who is habitually in the role of persecutor is the passer of the hot potato of blame. It is never their fault. They blame and criticize the victim or the rescuer. This, in effect, allows them to feel powerful and also like they themselves are the victim, although at the same time, they often have a deep fear of being a victim and out of power themselves. I know, messy. They veer between being aggressive and passive-aggressive and are rigid, dictatorial, controlling, and angry. Although they might tell you that this is out of love, they often maintain that they had to do what they did. They didn't. Negatively controlling everything around them so that they are never out of control in a way that they feared being since they were a child, they believe that aggression is the way, the answer. And it's not just victims that they latch onto. The persecutor feeds off the rescuer's need to feel needed or to be the exception to the rule. Yep, they're exploitative. They need a scapegoat. Basically, they will be the persecutor while often denying it and making out that they are the victim or your rescuer as a means of persecuting you even further. That's the gaslighting and manipulation. Whether they admit it or not, they oppress the victim or rescuer with covert and direct threats, emotional blackmail, and bullying. They run rings around people in conflict situations because they don't bend, and it's more about being loudest or shutting down things through aggression, not problem solving. They don't know how to humanize themselves, as this feels threatening, and so they have empathy issues. One of the critical lessons that I've taught people over the years is that people-pleasing and aggression have the same aims, but are coming at it from different ends of the spectrum. Pleasers and aggressive folk both want to influence and control other people's feelings and behavior. However, pleasers do it by, well, being pleasing. So being good, helping out, not making waves, etc. And aggressive people do it by force. The persecutor is basically like the shadowy end of rescuing if we were to cross over to the dark side. It's critical to note that while all of these roles involve shifting blame and dodging true responsibility, the persecutor won't touch responsibility with a 10-foot barge pole. They might appear to, on occasion, often to appear remorseful, only to then go on to say and do things that basically undermine that very remorse that they expressed. Rescuers and victims, while under-responsible in the areas that would make the most difference to their well-being, they're over-responsible in other ways because they, on some level, feel a duty to play their role and or have taken the blame and responsibility for things that they shouldn't have. Putting aside the shady folk, it's more useful to consider the persecutor role as the temporary one that we cast ourselves and others in as we cycle through the roles, as we cycle through the drama triangle as such. If our efforts aren't appreciated or we're blamed by the other party, they become the persecutor, the person who is making us feel bad despite our cooperation, what we've done for them, or what we regard as our sacrifices. In a conflict situation where who's right has become more important than what's right, the story we tell others about what is going on or the argument itself will basically revolve around who gets to wear the persecutor hat. I'm the victim. No, I'm the victim. This is because both parties want the good roles, but also because neither party at this point is ready to acknowledge the real issues or willing to recognize that ego and hurt are taking precedence. I see this with couples who have a circular issue, one that keeps flaring up again and again due to lack of resolution, as well as people post-breakup who feel persecuted by their ex deciding to move on. When we become angry, afraid, and entitled to what we feel that we didn't get, and or we feel as if we have to get back at someone, this is also us slipping into the persecutor role. We'll typically blame the other party for us feeling and behaving in this way. Again, this is very common post-breakup when we spent months ruminating over the chain of events, trying to figure out the fault lines. Returning to our values and boundaries, effectively making us approach things from an adult perspective, or yes, returning to the victim or rescuer role, shifts us away from being the persecutor. Okay, see you in the next session.